ink. It would be a mistake to think that they weren't also dangerous, just because reading them didn't make fireworks go off in the sky. Reading them sometimes did the more dangerous trick of making fireworks go off in the privacy of the reader's brain. For example, the big volume open in front of him contained some of the collected drawings of Leonard of Quirm, skilled artist and certified genius, with a mind that wandered so much it came back with souvenirs. Leonard's books were full of sketches, of kittens, of the way water flows, of the wives of influential Ankh-Morpokian merchants whose portraits have provided his means of making a living. But Leonard had been a genius and was deeply sensitive to the wonders of the world, so the margins were full of detailed doodles of whatever was on his mind at that moment. Vast water-powered engines for bringing down city walls on the heads of the enemy. New types of siege guns for pumping flaming oil over the enemy. Gunpowder rockets that showered the enemy with burning phosphorus. And other manufactures of the Age of Reason. And there had been something else. The librarian had noticed it in passing once before, and had been slightly puzzled by it. It seemed out of place, and didn't appear to do anything to the enemy at all. His hairy hand thumbed through the pages. Ah, here it was. Yes. Ah, yes. It spoke to him in the language of the beat. The Arch-Chancellor made himself comfortable at his snooker table. He long ago got rid of the official desk. A snooker table was much to be preferred. Things didn't fall off the edge. There were a number of handy pockets to keep sweets and things in. And when he was bored, he could shovel the paperwork off and set up trick shots. He was a wizard. Trick shots for a wizard aren't the old three times round the table jobs. His best one was once off the cushion, once off a seagull, once off the back of the head of the bursar who'd been walking along the corridor outside last Tuesday. A bit of a temporal spin there. And a tricky rebound off the ceiling. He'd missed sinking the actual shot by a whisker, but it had been pretty tricky, even so. He never bothered to shovel the paperwork back on afterwards. In his experience, anything really important never got written down, because by then people were too busy shouting. He picked up his pen and started to write. He was composing his memoirs. He'd got as far as the title. Along the Ankh, with bow, rod, and staff with a knob on the end. Not many people realize, he wrote, that the River Ankh has a large and varied piscine population. And this was true. Nature can adapt to practically anything. There were fish evolved to live in the river. They looked like a cross between a soft-shelled crab and an industrial vacuum cleaner, and tended to explode in fresh water. And what you had to use for bait was nobody's business. But they were fish, and a sportsman like Ridcully never cared about what the quarry tasted like. He flung down the pen and stormed along the corridor into the dean's office. "What the hell's that?" he shouted. The dean jumped. "It's a guitar, Arch-Chancellor," said the dean, walking hurriedly backwards as Ridcully approached. "I just bought it." I can see that. I can hear that. What was it you were trying to do? I was practicing, riffs, said the dean. He waved a badly printed woodcut defensively in Ridcully's face. The Arch-Chancellor grabbed it. Blurt Weedown's Guitar Primer, he read. Play your way to success in 3 easy leftsons and 18 hard leftsons. Well, I've nothing against guitars, pleasant airs, aspying young maidens one morning in May and so on, but that wasn't playing, that was just noise. I mean, what was it supposed to be? A lick based on an E pentatonic scale using the major seventh as a passing tone, said the dean. The Arch-Chancellor peered at the open page. But this says, Lesson 1, Fairy Footsteps, he said. I was getting a bit impatient, said the dean. You've never been musical, dean, said Ridcully. It's one of your good points. Why the sudden inch? What have you got on your feet? The dean looked down. I thought you were a bit taller, said Ridcully. You standing on a couple of planks? They're just thick soles, said the dean. Just something the dwarfs invented, I suppose. I don't know, I found them in my closet. Modo, the gardener, says he thinks they're crepe. That's